Welcome to North Square Investments Active Insights Podcast. North Square Investments is dedicated to bringing differentiated active investment strategies to financial advisors and investors through our multi-boutique asset management platform. Today, Mark Goodwin, Chief Executive Officer of North Square Investments, will discuss microcap equity investing with Eric Holmes, Portfolio Manager and Director of Micro and Small Cap Equities with C.S. McKee. C.S. McKee is a partner firm in the North Square platform and manages the Microcap Value Portfolio, which is a separately managed account investment strategy offered by North Square. Mark and Eric, we look forward to your discussion.
Thanks, Diane. As you mentioned, at North Square, we seek out best-in-class active managers for our platform. And our partners at C.S. McKee provide value-oriented strategies from microcap to large-cap equities. Eric, welcome. Can you discuss the key elements to your approach to managing equity portfolios?
Yes, thank you. Our disciplined approach has been consistently applied since 1998, generating attractive long-term results, which includes outperforming 60% of the time over my 20 years as lead manager. We look for statistically cheap stocks that are out of favor with low expectations and are earning below their normalized earnings power, with catalysts to regain that earnings power over 2 to 3 years or sooner. We combine those factors with financial strength to reduce volatility and provide downside protection.
Thanks, Eric. Focusing on your microcap value strategy, there are over 3,000 stocks with a market cap under $1 billion and about 1,000 stocks in the Russell Microcap Value Index. What characteristics are you looking for to include a stock in your microcap portfolio?
Besides the typical value characteristic of statistical cheapness, we're looking for catalysts to reignite earnings growth. It could be a product cycle, new management, restructuring, or as broad as an industry supply and demand cycle, or an acceleration in the economy. Another important characteristic we look for is financial strength. When a small company is dealing with a period of weak earnings, it has limited resources and could find itself unable to obtain adequate funding or liquidity to survive. A healthy balance sheet and cash flows are very important to reduce risk while the catalysts are developing.
Thanks, Eric. Your portfolio is relatively concentrated. How do you think about risk management and portfolio construction as you build out the portfolio?
Even though our portfolio is concentrated relative to the benchmark, we use about 90% fewer stocks than the benchmark. Our portfolio has a lower standard deviation, that's a lower volatility of returns. This is because we invest in higher quality companies than average, financial strength, and a history of earnings. The benchmark is chock full of non-earning companies, which are perpetually generating negative free cash flow. Those companies have higher volatility and perform poorly in market drawdowns. Our portfolio has downside capture of only 43% over the past 3 years, so we usually do much better than the overall market when things get ugly. We seek companies with financial strength to protect on the downside when there are large market drawdowns or company-specific negative surprises. We maintain reasonable position sizes of 0.5% to 2% typically to reduce volatility, but still large enough to contribute alpha. We maintain limits on the size of each sector's weight relative to the benchmark to avoid taking excessive risks, and we carefully monitor each stock's trading liquidity so that we can enter and exit positions within a reasonable time.
That's a great summary. In pivoting to sell discipline, what would you say are the factors that would lead you to sell a portfolio position?
Full valuation after significant price appreciation, which is our favorite reason to sell a stock. We would swap out a stock for another one that has a better risk-reward profile, upgrading the portfolio, as you might say. Deteriorating financial strength or negative development with a company's catalysts would cause us to sell. And also, concern about financial reporting would definitely cause us to sell. That shifts the stock from investing to speculating. And with so many attractive stocks within the investable universe, we don't want to speculate. We want to focus on investing for our clients.
Eric, thinking about the broader economic environment, the Fed has begun to ease rates. Tax policy and a trend towards deregulation are generally positive for businesses. But the shift in trade and tariff policy, as well as the recent government shutdown, has caused some uncertainty. With that backdrop, where do you see the equity markets currently, and what's your outlook as we end 2025 and move into 2026?
I'm looking for continued economic growth into next year, which should be supportive of market appreciation as investors have become more comfortable with the volatility around trade and tariff policy. Companies have also been adjusting to the new environment and should get back to normal spending patterns next year as well.
In recent years, equity markets have been dominated by very large cap stocks. How are microcaps positioned in this environment, and are there potential opportunities for these smaller companies to outperform?
Quality microcap stocks are trading at very attractive valuations relative to large caps. After periods of strong growth stock performance like we have had the last few years, and particularly over the last 3 months, there is often a powerful countertrend revision to the mean where the out-of-favor group performs very strongly. Examples include the periods after the dot-com bubble in the late 1990s and after the meme stock mania of 2021. Smaller value companies performed very strongly following those periods, and we're expecting a similar result after this period of stock growth performance comes to an end.
Thanks, Eric. How do you see value stocks positioned compared to microcaps that are more growth-oriented?
Similar to my answer regarding the large cap stocks, value microcap stocks have very attractive valuations relative to growth microcaps, with the added support of financial strength and much fewer non-earners. We're expecting a mean reverting outperformance from value microcaps relative to growth microcaps too.
Are you finding the best opportunities to put new capital to work in certain sectors at the moment?
We haven't had a particularly strong tilt to any one area, but the recent market softness has provided some opportunities to put money to work in industrials, technology, and financials.
How would you say your microcap value strategy is currently positioned?
We have a pro-cyclical tilt with overweights to industrials, technology, materials, communication services, and consumer discretionary. All of those sectors should do particularly well in a moderately growing economy, which is what we expect for next year.
Thanks, Eric. Do you have any concerns that would cause a significant shift in your outlook and the way you position the portfolio?
Not currently. We are expecting continued economic growth into next year, which is supportive of positive market returns. We proactively monitor economic and industry trends to stay ahead of changing conditions so that we can make a change of the portfolio as necessary.
That's great. Eric, microcap equity is an area that lends itself to professional active management. How do you see a concentrated microcap value strategy like the microcap value portfolio of C.S. McKee being best positioned in the diversified portfolio of an investor?
Our portfolio provides exposure to the higher long-term returns generated by microcap stocks that investors desire, but with less volatility and risk than the index. Index fund exposure is popularly believed to provide diversification and reduced volatility. However, in the microcap space, professional management actually provides lower volatility due to avoiding the junk companies that don't earn money and burn cash. Our more concentrated portfolio has lower volatility and a lower downside capture ratio than the index, providing investors with a greater margin of safety due to our focus on higher quality companies with financial strength. That has enabled us to outperform 60% of the time over the last 20 years.
Eric, thank you for joining me today. This has been a great discussion.
Thank you. It has been my pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in to our North Square Active Insights podcast. For more information on North Square Investments, our partners, and investment solutions, please visit our website at www.northsquareinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. Although C.S. McKee believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects C.S. McKee's views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intentions.